And we see this a lot in the online space, right? Of the Amy Porterfields telling people everyone who's a business owner should have a podcast. And while I like that idea because it means more business for me, I also don't, because that's not exactly true. Sometimes you need to get on sales calls and make some money for your business. Sometimes you need to get out there and collaborate with other people and be on their podcast to grow your audience. Just creating a podcast and putting it out into the world every week and then expecting people to find it is not going to get you the results that you want. Welcome to another episode of Listeners to Leads, where I'm helping podcasters launch and maintain a lead-generating show. I'm your host, Alicia Galati, the CEO and head podcast strategist behind Galati Media, a full-service podcast management company. On this show, you'll hear my guests and I discuss everything it takes to launch a successful podcast and keep it running. If you're ready to get leads, land speaking gigs, and create deeper connections with your audience through your podcast, then this is the show for you. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Listeners to Leads podcast. I am very excited to chat with you today about 10 things that you need to consider before you start your own podcast. Now, none of these things are going to be about hitting record. None of these are going to be about some other things that you might need to do. So we'll have another episode come out later this summer where we will talk about a step-by-step guide to launching a podcast. So how to start a podcast, step-by-step, everything you need to know and everything you need to do as you are leading up to the launch of your podcast. But these are some things that you need to consider and think about before you decide that you want to start working on your podcast. The reason that I say this is that with 90% of podcasters not making it past 10 episodes, past 25 episodes, and then the numbers just keep rising from there, I don't want you to pod fade. I want you to be able to start a podcast strategically, and I want you to feel confident and excited and ready and also understand some of the nuances that you might need to consider. These are some things that I talk to clients about before they decide to work with us. It's really important to me that I set the expectation up front with exactly what they can expect and exactly what needs to be done before they can work with us. And so some of these things are things that we do support our clients with, but some of these things are things that clients do have to consider for themselves and things that I cannot put my fingers in, right? Like this has to be something that they really want to do. So the first thing is to determine whether or not launching a podcast is right for you. Getting started in podcasting has never been easier, but it's also never been harder. And what I mean by that is that the getting started part, the pulling up the Anchor app, starting a recording, launching it out into the world, that's easy. That has never been easier. But with the millions and millions of podcasts that are starting and stopping, it is hard to stand out and hard to get the traction that you might want with a podcast. So you need to know, hey, do I have the capacity to put in effort, to put in resources? And I don't just mean money. I mean time. I mean mental preparing. I mean all of the things that actually go into creating excellent content. Because I know if you're listening to this podcast, you want to create excellent content. So what actually goes into launching a podcast and thinking, do you have the time? Do you have the audience? Does your audience even want a podcast? I've mentioned this story before, but I feel like it needs repeating. I had a potential client come to me and she was like, yep, I want to work with you. I want to pay you money. I want your team to help me launch my podcast. Here's everything I know. Here's kind of my concept. Let's go. And I could not, in good conscience, work with her because she was not clear on her expertise. She was not clear on what it was that she actually wanted to communicate with her audience. And so I had to tell her, look, I don't think that a podcast is right for you right now. Not yet. maybe down the road you can launch a podcast, but I don't feel that a podcast is the right strategy for you. And we see this a lot in the online space, right? Of the Amy Porterfields telling people everyone who's a business owner should have a podcast. And while I like that idea because it means more business for me, I also don't, because that's not exactly true. Sometimes you need to get on sales calls and make some money for your business. Sometimes you need to get out there and collaborate with other people and be on their podcast to grow your audience. Just creating a podcast and putting it out into the world every week and then expecting people to find it is not going to get you the results that you want, right? So I think it's just really important to determine whether or not launching a podcast is right for you. Now, going back to that story, so that you guys know if you're thinking, hey, maybe I'm not ready. What I told this woman to do who wanted to work with us, I said, go be a guest on some other podcasts, on podcasts where your ideal listener is listening to these shows. And I say that because, and my dear friend Emily has this wonderful suggestion of using those conversations as a starting ground or a platform to kind of jump off of for your content. Now, Emily Aborn, she's been on the podcast. We'll make sure that we link, I believe, her two or three episodes that she has had with us. I believe she has another one coming out this summer as well. And she's fantastic. She's an absolute powerhouse when it comes to content. So Emily helps with content. She helps with content strategy. And so she does this really well with her podcast, the She Built This podcast. And what she does is she will actually send you as a guest, send you a list of the questions that she has planned, a list of potential ideas. And she says in there, hey, feel free to use these as content later. And so what I highly recommend you do is go back, listen to that episode. And if you're someone who's like, look, I can't hear myself talk, like me, I'm raising my hand over here. I don't like hearing myself talk either. So have a VA go back and listen to that episode and write out the questions. What were those questions that that host had for you? Where did the conversation kind of flow? What were those stories that you shared? And those are things that you can then use as ideas for your podcast. So that was the first thing. Determining whether or not launching a podcast is right for you. Now, you can go back and listen to episode 38, where we talk about figuring that kind of stuff out. We'll make sure to link that in the show notes as well. Number two, do your market research. I cannot tell you the number of people, like I mentioned before, that are just downloading the Anchor app, slapping something together in their car, and then putting it out into the world and expecting great results. You have to do market research. And the reason why is that you need to understand what it is that your listeners are actually listening to. What are your competitors talking about? And then my favorite thing, how can you set yourself apart? How is it that you can make your message different? How can you ensure that when people listen to your podcast, it is not like the other ones? Now, for me, that is really important because there are so many podcasts about podcasting, and a lot of them are white men, tend to be, who are podcasting. There are some women, thankfully, in podcasting and also some women of color. But how can I make sure that I, as a woman of color, differentiate my stories, that I kind of go against the grain? And so one of the things that I do with that is this market research. I preach this to the ends of the world. I will not give this up. It is not something that I believe that anyone should be skimping on. It is so important that we actually do market research twice a year for our clients. We do updated market research because we want to make sure that our clients are constantly feeling supported, that our clients are constantly feeling like, I know how to step into my space and my lane without feeling like I'm infringing on other people's lanes or that I'm repeating what this person over here is saying. That it is something that is just you speaking. And so that's why I think that market research is so important. Now, so I do have an episode, episode 22, where I talk about the importance of market research and I go through how to actually do that market research. That is a really good episode. There is a like step-by-step guide. Highly recommend you go back and listen to that one if you're looking for the market research kind of help and support. Or if you're someone who is in the launch strategy side, then you can always book a VIP day where we will help you with that market research. So obviously lots of options for the DIYers or the people who are like, look, I just need someone else to do this for me. We've got you too. All right. Number three, you need to determine what the goals of your podcast are. Now, these goals should be tied, if you are a business owner, to some type of revenue, some type of lead generation, something that is turning those listeners into leads. Haha, obviously, that's what this podcast is about. So it's important that you are being super strategic with your podcast. And it's not just, oh, I want to build a listenership or I want to get those listeners onto my email list. Okay, well, what are you going to do once you get them on your email list? Do they go into a special automated sequence? Do you sell them something? Do you encourage them to join in conversations in your DMs? How do you take those listeners and turn them into leads? Now, there are obviously so many different ways that you can monetize your podcast and ensure that you are creating goals that are actually going to work in your favor in that way. So you can listen to our podcast episodes that we have on making money from your podcast. We have two. The first one being how anyone can make money with their podcast. And then the other one being how you can monetize your podcast by selling your own things, like your own services, your own coaching, your own products, that kind of thing. Either way, it's important that whatever goals you do set are smart. Now, with a background in marketing, you know I'm going to talk about smart goals. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Make sure you have a set time. And if you're like, well, how much time should I give this goal? I say 3 to 6 months is a good testing ground for podcasting, which just leads to my main point that I want to talk about with this. And that is, it is so important that you understand that podcasting is not a get rich quick scheme. It is long form content that is going to be evergreen and continuously encouraging your audience to engage with you. It does not mean that you can just throw a podcast up there and then hope for the best. Sadly, that's not how it works. So it's important that you understand when you're creating these goals around your podcast, when you're deciding to have a podcast, that you are strategic with it and that you do set goals that are actually going to turn your listeners into leads. All right, moving on to number four, and that is take time to map out your content. Now, we have so many resources on our website on content. We have episodes on episodes about content, but I want you to plan out, what are those first 10 episodes? What are those first 25 episodes? If you can get past 25 episodes, then you are already well beyond the majority of podcasters. So how can you ensure that you are using your podcast and using your content super strategically, even if you have to brainstorm it with someone else, brainstorm it with someone on your team, brainstorm it with a friend, brainstorm it with me if you need to, come up with those ideas, map out that content so that it's something that you feel good about and something that you feel supported around. Number five, determine your format. So there are obviously a lot of different formats that you can use for your podcast. Are you going to have a co-host? Are you going to have guests? How many solo episodes are you going to have? And I'm going to encourage you, if you are a business owner, you need to have solo episodes. You need to be able to use your podcast to show up as an expert, even if it's just once a month, even if it's every other month, though I would encourage every month, but at least put some solo content out there that you can then repurpose and reuse into blog content, into video content, into whatever. So that way you can use that content and you're not having to double down with what in the world am I talking about on my social content this week. You already know the theme of the month is XYZ. We're going to keep talking about this all month. It allows you to be consistent, to have your audience see that you know what you're talking about and that you are an expert and that it's okay to spend their dollars with you, right? In what a lot of people are calling a economic decline, a recession, whatever, it's important that, especially as online business owners, we are able to create trust with our audience, and we can use our voice to do that. We can use the stories to do that. We can use these examples and the emotion and the excitement in our voice to actually share those stories and to show up as a trustworthy person that people can spend their money with. So I think a podcast is a great way to do that. So I highly recommend that you do solo episodes for that. Now, are you going to have a formal show? Are you going to have an informal show where maybe you crack jokes or you tell funny stories or something like that? Like, what is going to be the kind of vibe of your podcast? And then last, is it going to be scripted or unscripted? Now, this is going to be determinant on how you work best, how you best converse. How do you like to show up to meetings? How do you like to show up to the mic? I am someone who likes to have kind of an outline. I don't want to have everything written out word for word because I kind of like to riff. I like to come up with stories on the fly. I like to just let my mind kind of go with the excitement and with the content. If I am someone who is reading, I feel like it's very much, there's two examples, either the Peanuts, so like Charlie Brown, the adults on those shows were like, wah, 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 or I'm thinking my kids are 8 and 5. So they like a lot of the Captain Underpants movies, Captain Underpants books and comics and all that stuff. And so the teachers on that movie tend to be like, turn your textbook to page 345. Today we're talking about the Battle of, and they're just so boring. That is how I would sound if I was reading a script. I personally don't prefer to listen to the more scripted episodes unless I'm listening to like a storytelling podcast, but I understand that you might feel more comfortable starting out with scripted. You might feel more comfortable having scripted all the time, and that's okay. You do what works best for you so that you can commit to show up every episode. Number 6, you need to consider your equipment. So what kind of editing software do you need? What podcast host do you need? What headphones, microphone? There's a lot of different things out there to choose from. So it's important that you decide what is your budget, what is your capacity to learn new instruments and new technology, and then how are you going to then show up every week for your audience, understanding that I can easily set this up and I feel good and confident to move forward. Now, if you aren't sure what kind of tech to use, then we do have a resources page where you can see the tech that we like. So feel free to go look at that, and we'll make sure that we link that in the show notes as well. Number 7 is choosing your hosting platform. So Buzzsprout is our podcast host of choice. You can go to glottymedia.com/Buzzsprout, and that will give you a free gift card if you sign up through us. Obviously, it's an affiliate, but I love Buzzsprout. I love the support they give indie podcasters. I really enjoy all of the resources that they have, as well as the intuitiveness of the platform itself. The user experience is fantastic, so highly recommend them. Number 8, choosing your branding and your artwork. Now, you might think, oh, well, who cares? Everybody's going to listen to it anyway. Consider this. If you're someone who likes to read books, or someone who likes things that are aesthetically pleasing, right? Or you're going shopping for an outfit, you need to see the outfit on a model, right? You need to see a book cover that attracts you, that draws your attention, that makes you feel something, that makes you think, ooh, I kind of want to read that book, or ooh, I kind of want to watch that movie, or ooh, that show looks good because of the cover. The same thing goes for your podcast artwork and branding. Now, it should align with your business branding, but you can obviously do some tweaks and bring your personality into your cover art. Bring in what it is and kind of the vibe. Now that you've decided on the vibe and the emotions that you want to emote from your audience, you can use that to then determine how you want your podcast cover art to look. This is really important because remember that your podcast cover art is probably going to be the size of a quarter or smaller on someone's podcast player app when they're searching. So it's important that it's very clear that you don't clutter it with a bunch of things and that you can see very clearly kind of what it's about, who the person is, and get a feel for the podcast just from the size of a quarter. So definitely keep that in mind as you are designing it. Number 9, and I think that this is definitely one of the most important parts, is creating a marketing plan for your podcast launch. Creating a launch strategy. We have an episode, I believe episode 23, where we talk about how to create a podcast launch plan. Now that goes step by step, and it walks through a 2-month window of exactly what you need to do along those 2 months into launching your podcast. So use that if you need to, but creating a marketing plan, a launch strategy, and assembling your launch team. I don't think enough people do this with the launch team side. Who are your ride or dies? Who are those people who will shout you out to the rooftops, who are constantly talking about you, excited about the things that you're doing, excited about promoting the things that you are putting out into the world? Those are the people that you want to reach out for this assembling your launch team. Now, this takes time, and coming up with the graphics, coming up with the kind of plan to market your podcast, to launch your podcast, to get the right kinds of people in those first few episodes so that way it can maximize that launch strategy as well. Take your time. Now, I've said so many times, especially in this episode, give yourself space to launch strategically. Give yourself space and time to not just say, hey, I'm going to launch my podcast in 2 weeks. I'm going to launch my podcast in 24 hours. See you tomorrow. We don't need that. We want you to launch a podcast that you are going to be able to consistently show up to, that you are going to feel comfortable and confident in, and that will allow you to be your best self and showcase how incredible you are. So having that marketing plan, having that launch strategy, getting those ride or dies with you, that is going to help you get there. Now, number 10, and this is something to definitely consider, is that you don't have to do it alone. It is very possible to hire support, to get someone to help you with your launch and kind of talking through these things. So if you are looking for support, or you're thinking like, hey, I'm not really sure what the idea is behind this, or I'm not really sure what to do here, you can always book a strategy session. We can always chat it out. Or if you're like, look, Alicia, all of this sounds great, and I definitely need help, you can always book a call on our contact page to work with my team and I to help you launch that podcast in a nice 2-month window where you feel ease and excitement and you don't feel like, oh my goodness, I have to do all these things. If you are in the DIY side, that is great too. Don't feel like your podcast is going to be less than or less quality because you don't have the resources, financially or otherwise, to get support. And that's okay. We have over 100 episodes at this point that you can use as a resource guide. We have resources on our website that you can use as resource guides. I want to make sure that you feel supported with this podcast. I want to make sure that you feel supported with our blog content and in the future, our YouTube content and YouTube series to ensure that you are getting everything you need without having to spend money with us. And if you ever are like, hey, this friend does have money, go talk to Alicia, right? Like, I want to make sure that you feel good, you feel confident, you feel excited about your show. And if you do launch your show, please send me a DM. I want to know. I want to shout it out and get excited with you. So please let me know as well, because I want to cheer you on. All right. I know this was a lot. Don't worry. We do have a blog post. We'll make sure to link that in the show notes where it kind of talks through all of these things and more. So there's even more things to consider as we're kind of walking through this and exploring this stuff. So you can always go back and read that blog post or re-listen to this episode. Take notes if you need to. Listen to the other episodes that we mentioned, and that will help you kind of get a better all-around idea of how to strategically launch your podcast. All right. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Listeners to Leads. If you found something in this episode valuable, I would really appreciate it if you shared it with a friend who you know would also get value from it. Want to send me a message? My favorite place to hang out is Instagram. You can find me at alicia.galati. Let me know what your favorite takeaway was from the episode. And don't forget, turning those listeners into leads is actually easy.